Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Anyway, the talk show. Donna Paige Riley here. Today is Sunday, July 16th, 2022. We're broadcasting live from the warm city of Atlanta. Take that back. Very hot city of Atlanta. I hope you all are doing well this evening. And this evening we'll be talking about customer service part two, so stay tuned. Well, listen, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, we always want to start the show by answering that question. Of course, that would be the proper etiquette thing to do, right? Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Requirements of behavior. Kudos to Charles I and II. And once again, welcome everyone. If you would like to join the conversation, you're certainly invited to do so. And you can do that live by calling 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Or you can send a message to etiquetteladies@gmail.com, ladies@gmail.com. Want to bring on my co-host this evening. Excited to that she'll be sitting in the co-host seat this evening. Peppy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Always glad.
Let me just...
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say
that I am always delighted when you join in the co-host chair because you always have wonderful comments.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday today. And what a day to be on.
Thank you so much.
Someone who is just a beautiful person inside and out. So I'm wishing you an extremely happy and blessed day today.
Well, thank you so much, Peppy, for your kind words. I so appreciate it. And I was determined to do the show. We, came on, had to delay it for about 30 minutes, but that is okay. I was determined I was still going to have a show today. I know last week, of course, was customer service part one, and we didn't have an opportunity to, read all the comments that were shared or answer, the questions that we had last week. So I always want to... At least I try to be very intentional about if that happens at the end of the show and we still haven't had an opportunity to share. And since, I so appreciate people reaching out and sending us messages or calling, that I want to always do a follow-up show. That's usually my intention to do a follow-up show because I feel that I left the show undone, in case we run out of time like we did last week. So, guys, by the way, you can certainly get in on the conversation, 516-418-5894. There's a line open for you. And I know, Peppy, we talked about customer service, and I know it was titled Customer Service versus Customer No Service. And many times we find out that people are generally on one end of the spectrum or the other. And I know we talked last week, there were some callers that shared some, good customer service that they had received and not so good. And guys, and we invite you to, let us know your experience with customer service. I mean, customer service is everywhere. I mean, every time we interact or You know, we go anywhere. We go to the store. We go out to eat. I mean, wherever we go, we're always interacting as a customer. Or if you are a customer service provider, I want you to feel free to also let us know about your experiences as you interact with customers. Because customer service, I know we talked about this a little too last week, Peppy, that customer service certainly goes on both sides. And I like to refer to it as both sides of the counter, because if we're not providing customer service, then we are certainly receiving some form of customer service. And it's just, it's so important. I mean, whether you are a customer service representative in a particular company or organization, or if you own your own business, you're an entrepreneur, customer service can really make or break your business. What do you think about that, Peppy?
Oh, I'm so correct. I'm thinking about a time that I guess I'll share when I had great customer service. I was actually at a Bath and Body Works, and you know how, you know, you're just kind of looking just to try to figure out what you're going to get. But someone immediately came up with one of the, you know, baskets. And I thought that was great. I didn't even have to request it. They just, and so that just kind of let me know that, you know, they've been trained, you know, to do that. And they're carrying out what they've learned from the training. So I thought that was great, because a lot of times, sometimes, you know, people are going to stores and they may even have several items in their hands. And, you know, and there's no cart around, or no one's, you know, asking them if they need, you know, help. So anytime someone can just, you know, come up without you even saying anything, it's a very good customer service. So, or
yeah,
even if you're going to a different, and even if you're going to a different store and you have things in your hands, you know, if somebody asks you, hey, can I place those behind the counter while you continue shopping?
Mm, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, so I've had, like, both those things happen before. And then I've had the opposite, where I have a lot of things in my hands and no one says anything.
Mm-hmm. That kind of reminds me, the other day I was shopping and I went to actually get one thing, and I ended up with three things. And I thought about, I said, well, maybe you should have gotten a cart. And then I thought, nope, you weren't supposed to get a cart because you went in for one thing, so stay focused. Then my hands were just full, and I was at the point where I was hoping nobody would come up and say, well, can I get you a cart? Because had that happened, that would have been a little more tempting to get a few more items, which I was needing to stay focused. So I guess that kind of worked out for me, you know, in the long run, that no one came up. And I'm like, let me just go check out, because this is ridiculous. I came in for one thing and I already have four things in my hand, and was thinking I probably would have had five had I had room in my hands to do it. But yeah, but that's good, especially nowadays. You were saying that, you know, someone just kind of came up, and I just stress nowadays, because, oh my gosh, you know, when you go shopping anymore, it's like, is there anybody around, or everything is just primarily do it yourself. And,
right,
you know, or something, it's like, okay, is anyone within, you know, 1,500 feet that look like they may be able to answer a question if I have a question? So it's
right.
It's
granted,
really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Right. And granted, sometimes depending on how large the store is, I know a lot of times people do not have enough workers to, you know, help out like that. You know, I just always say I miss, you know, the good old days. Even when it comes to just customer service over the phone when you're trying to reach someone and you're constantly being transferred to a different extension. Or, you know, they're saying, you know, if you want to get this department, push 1 or push 2, 3, 4, or 5. And so, you know, and then granted, the times that we're living in, I guess you can't always get personal service like that. But, yeah, but if they do have the workers, you know, it's nice if they go the extra mile.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's really what they're supposed to do. Does it always happen now? It may. And because I have a few experiences that I've had that I'm going to share. I didn't share last week because I wanted to make sure to get all of the our callers and those who sent messages, try to let them go first. But I will share. In fact, I had actually 2 that just this past week that I will talk about. But I know I started last week's show with kind of reading a little bit out of my What is Business Etiquette Anyway book. It's chapter 14. It's called Do You Interact with Customers? And this was really huge. That chapter just begins. I started with, why does customer service seem to be better at some businesses than others? Should it matter what type of business it is or where it is located? No, it should not. Providing great customer service is an art and should be practiced at all times. If it's impossible to help your customer as soon as he or she approaches, be sure to acknowledge his or her presence and assure him or her that you will provide assistance as soon as possible. Never ignore your customers. Now, that is just a sentence on its own. Never ignore your customers, because that seems to be pretty common. You know, if I can't help you now, I'm not going to say anything to you until I can help you. And that seems to be more of the norm, but acknowledging someone as they come in or as they approach is very important, whether you can help them at that second or not. It's, you know, that's just basic common courtesy, letting them know, you know, I may be in the midst of doing a transaction or helping a customer at this moment, but I do see you and I certainly will be with you in just a moment. And so that is really, really important. Sometimes I found over the course of doing these shows, you know, in the past, that a lot of times people, I remember one lady called in a while back and she said, well, I normally don't really want to acknowledge them unless I can help them, because if I acknowledge them and then I can't help them at the moment, then it seems like I'm ignoring them or something, you know, and I don't want to appear as though I'm ignoring them. And I told her, I said, oh, yeah, I can certainly understand what you're saying. However, you would actually would be ignoring them, you know, if you saw them and, you know, they saw that you did, you know, see them, but you did not acknowledge them, then that is definitely ignoring. So, but I can understand what she was, I certainly could understand, you know, why she said what she said. But on the flip side is, you know, if you do see someone and you just say, well, I can't help them right now, so I'm not going to speak, you know, that is not a real good feeling, because that customer feels as though that you have, it's just those little tips that will certainly, you know, make a difference. That's just, you know, just like if you're in a store and say you walk up to a counter and that person's on the phone and you can kind of tell that they're on the phone. They may be on the phone, the store phone, if you will, or, you know, and so that will kind of give you a clue that they may be helping a customer. But what you should actually do is say, you know, excuse me, but I'll be right with you. I'm actually, you know, either speaking with a customer or trying to find out some information regarding a customer. And by the way, that's the only time they should stay on the phone. Now, cell phones, that's a little different. You know, we've talked about that. And so you just really should not be on your cell phone. In fact, I had that incident happen just this past week. And I walked up and I just, you know, kind of waited patiently for this young lady to finish her call. She was talking loud enough to let me know that it was a personal call that she was on. And I just kind of stood there and waited. And so probably after a couple minutes or so, she completed her phone call. And then she said, oh, okay, ma'am, can I help you? And I said, well, you certainly can. Thank you for asking. And, but yeah, so yeah, but I don't know. It's real interesting. I think I mentioned last week that I remembered someone else, a young man that was on his phone. And I asked him, I said, well, is it okay for you guys to be on your phone while you're interacting with customers? Oh, they don't care. I'm thinking, really? So, but yeah, I don't think that was the case, but that's what he said. But anyway, I want to start going over some of these messages. And in case you guys are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about customer service or customer no service, and we certainly would like to hear your comments or read your comments, whichever you would prefer. And here is one. It says, hello, Miss Donna. Yes, it matters where you go to get premium customer service. There are some places I avoid altogether because it's rumored that you should avoid those places. I always check the reviews. Also, congrats on your new book. And this comes from Kevin Melanson. I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Kevin. Yeah, that, you know, that's a good idea. Reviews are a really good idea to certainly, you know, take a look at the reviews. Wow. I have a tendency to certainly take a look at reviews, especially if I'm going to somewhere that is new. I just think they can come in pretty handy. And of course, if I go into, and I guess this is a side note, if I go into a restaurant, it's a new restaurant, I've never been there before, what I will do is I will look at their score, their health from, you know, from the health, Board of Health eye level, as soon as you walk in, you know, the entrance. And so I know I've made decisions whether I'm going to go and, you know, check in or wait for a table or leave, depending on the score that they have. And I think that's also a good idea. And if they have, you know, a 90 or a 91 or something, I just kind of look to see, okay, where did they lose points? Which area did they lose points? And that they will certainly, they'll be able to explain that now. And so I don't know if you've gone in to different restaurants, Peppy or not, and, you know, looked around for the score or noticed the score. That's just something I kind of automatically do. And so when she mentioned reviews, to me, I definitely look at reviews, and I just happen to think of restaurants. I like to look at their score because most people don't look because you just really don't think about it. So you have to be intentional or real conscious to do that. But have you looked at reviews before you decide where you want to shop, Pep?
I have looked at reviews. And when you talked about the restaurant scores, I guess I've never even thought about that. But now that you mentioned it, I'm going to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
reviews are definitely.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Reviews, you find that a lot,
yeah,
when you.
right. A whole lot. And I was going to tell you, I know once upon a time, I also was like a mystery shopper. And when you talked about, you know, people being on their cell phones, I was like, man, those are the ones you wish you could get, you know, for the mystery shopping assignment. Fortunately, when I did it, most of them, you know, were fine. You know, the only negative is usually like the establishments weren't as clean as they needed to be. But usually everything else was, you know, pretty good.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. You know, I did some mystery shops too before, but mine were on the real estate side.
Okay.
You know, that just kind of look at redlining, that kind of thing.
Right. I did want to bring something up too. When you were, you know, talking about with being personable with people, I think about how good it is striking up even personal conversations, you know, when you're in a store or a restaurant. And a lot of times people may likely be able to want to come back. I know when you do things like compliment them, whether it's, you know, their outfit or whether it's, you know, their name or if that person is smiling, you know. I find myself being like, man, you know, when depending on how they react to you, you might, you know, tip them better, you know, depending on, you know, how they, you know, if they feel, if they make you feel like, man, you know, we're so glad she came to our establishment and they make you feel comfortable. It's, you know, you just feel like, you know, they're giving you valuable service. Something else is noticing even the emotions of the customer. You know, if they're happy and excited and really, you know, trying to match the emotions. And also, too, if you see they're sad or, you know, pretty down, then trying to, you know, say something that might, you know, cheer them up. Something else Something else is, you know, if things happen, you know, just apologizing, you know, if you did something wrong. You know, so many times we just always, you know, want to be right. When sometimes, you know, we even make mistakes. And so I think that, you know, shows customers that, okay, you know, you're human, you make mistakes too, and you're able to acknowledge it and then try to correct it.
Absolutely. Excellent points. And guys, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in just a moment. Don't go away. You can still send us your message, etiquetteladies@gmail.com, or you can join the conversation live, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Again, we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway, by Donna Page Riley? Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's courteouspublications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway by Donna Paige Riley.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-age children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications. PublicationsCom, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are having a discussion about customer service or the lack thereof, and we're just hoping that if you are a customer service provider, you will certainly take some of these tips to heart to make sure that, you know, you provide the best customer service possible. In addition to, if you are a customer, you want to also, you know, you want to, we talk about customer service, right, Peppy, on both sides of the, the aisle, if you will, or the counter. And so we want to be, you know, the best customer we can be. We also want to provide the best customer service as well. I have a message here. It says, Miss Donna, I want to share that the last time I went to a restaurant, I received great service. I was pleasantly surprised. By the way, I received my copy of What is Business Etiquette Anyway on Friday, and I'm enjoying it. And this comes from David in Sumter, South Carolina. And David, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm glad that you certainly did receive great customer service. And that's what I said. I want to definitely make sure, guys, that you are share with us if you're receiving good service, and share with us if you are not receiving good service. We certainly want to hear both of those. Here is one that it says, Donna, thank you for doing your show. I had a very poor customer service experience on Wednesday. My kids and I went to dinner at a nice restaurant, and the waitress was horrible. She kept bringing the wrong food, and my kids were getting impatient. I thought about you invoking kindness, and I pulled her aside to ask what was wrong. She said she was getting fired, and it was her last day. I asked to speak with her manager to see why he told her, apologized. What would you have done or said to her? And this comes from Vivian in New York. Wow, Vivian. This is really interesting. So, you know, to me, this explains why she was providing, you know, customer service that you're saying that was horrible. I mean, she was bringing the wrong food and things like that. So she was very disturbed. You know, it's obvious that she was very disturbed. Why would you tell someone that they're getting fired at the end of the day or at the end of the shift or whatever? Have you ever heard of that, Peppy?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. That happens. You know, that happens. That's not the best way, obviously, to deal with that.
Right. Yeah. That certainly explains to me why she was, you know, not providing the best customer service she could, because she, you know, her mind was somewhere else. She was getting ready to lose her job. Now she did say that when she spoke with the manager to see why he told her, okay, he apologized. So I'm assuming he apologized that he told her, or he apologized for the service that she was providing, or both. I don't know. She wasn't specific. She just has that he apologized. So he could have apologized for doing both. That would bother me as well. And one thing, Vivian, kudos to you for is pulling her aside to ask her what was wrong. So, you know, it's great that you did that instead of just complaining. And I thank you so much, because you did mention that, and thank you for thinking of me about invoking kindness. Yeah, I try to really, you know, continue to initiate acts of kindness and suggest that other people do that too. So I'm so grateful that you did that, because then that allowed you to see that she was not just, you know, blatantly doing this. She was obviously very distracted by what she had been told and by what she knew that was coming at the end of the day or the end of the shift or, you know, whatever he told her. So thank you so much for just pulling her aside and just finding out what happens, because most people would have reacted, you know, especially, you know, when you were saying that your kids were getting impatient. And with your kids getting impatient, I totally and completely get it, because they're kids. But I want to say to you, kudos to you, Vivian, for, you know, really going that extra step to find out what was behind that. And because I would venture to say that, you know, had you pretty much gone off on her or spoke really, you know, ugly to her, that who knows what that could have caused her to break down and just all kind of things. So thank you for handling that the way you did. I just so appreciate you for doing that. And I'm sure she appreciated it as well. The manager, I don't know. I can't even touch that, because I just could not understand why he would do that. And we don't know if this, I mean, we don't know the age, well, I don't know the age, you know, of this waitress. I don't know if she was very young or she was older, but whatever it was, she was disturbed by the news. And so, and thank you. And I'm sure she thanks you too, because you were concerned and you asked about it. And I think we may have talked a little bit about that last week, Peppy, I believe, about, you know, just kind of pulling them to the side to see, you know, something may be going on. You know, for the simple fact, we all go through things, right? And so we do want to extend some sort of grace to that person, because, I mean, you don't know. I mean, people have different things that occur. I mean, we have different things that occur. So I'm so pleased, Vivian, that you handled it the way. I'm just going to have to applaud you, because I so really appreciate that. I think you definitely showed kindness and, first of all, being concerned about her, and you know, picked it up that something, you know, could possibly be wrong. So I thank you. And guys, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are, we came on a little later this evening, 8:30, so we'll go until 9:30 this evening. And we are talking about customer service. And Peppy, I wanted to just mention some customer service that I've received over this last couple of weeks, actually. One that I wanted to share last week, but I, you know, wanted to let my guests go first. But this was a large makeup brand, and I purchased something at the end. The young lady said, "Well, listen, if you change your mind or anything like that, you can just retain your receipt, and you can, just as long as you go to one of the freestanding cosmetic centers, and you can certainly return it or exchange it or whatever you want to do." And so I said, "Okay, that, you know, that's fine." And I had tried it a bit, did a tester, and actually I had a reaction to it. So I ended up not even needing to even open the product at all. So I went to exchange it, to return it, actually. And the young lady said, "Well, oh, no, we can't take it back." And I'm like, "Really?" And she said, "Oh, no, you would have to, she said, "You might have to send it back to where you got it." And I'm like, "No, that's not what I was told." And so I went to another one, which is a freestanding. Well, they were closed. They had shut down, you know, so they had left the market. So finally I went to a third one, and when I walked in and pulled the receipt out, the young lady said, "Oh, ma'am, I am so sorry, but we're unable to help you with that, because that was purchased at the airport, and we can't even identify their codes." And I said, "Excuse me?" I said, because I was specifically informed that it would not be a problem. This is a huge makeup brand. I don't even want to say their name. I really should, but I'm just not even going to do that. And so this young lady said, she said, "I'm really sorry." She said, "But you know what? You are the fourth person that has come in that was given that information, the same information." And she said, "I don't know why they keep telling everybody that." And she said, "You know, obviously, just to simply make a sale, and they just, you know, told everybody that." She said, "But we, you know, even though that we're the same brand, we cannot read their coding." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, thank you so much for letting me know. You know, I'm not upset with you, because I know it's not your rule and you're just following protocol." I said, "However, I will be calling the home office." And so I did. I got back home and called them. And this lady just kind of did a song and dance. And, you would have to return it to the store in order to receive a refund. And I said, "Excuse me?" I said, "But that's not what was stated, and that is not what's printed on your receipt." And she and I told her, and I said, plus I didn't even open this at all because I had a reaction from the tester, you know, that she applied. And, well, you know, they would have to take it back. Or now, if we give you a refund, we have to send you a check. And I said, excuse me? I said, that wasn't my method of payment. Oh, we just can't do it. We would have to send a check, and it may take 3 weeks and blah, 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 blah. And so Peppy, she went on and on. I'm listening to this lady like, okay, there is a problem here. Number one, you guys are not even delivering the same message. And this is a large makeup cosmetic brand. And so I asked her if I could speak with her supervisor. And so somehow the phone disconnected, and I had already written down the person's name who I was speaking with. So I called back, and I told them what happened. I was waiting on a supervisor, and the call disconnected. So then the supervisor gets on the phone, and she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I heard what happened, but we can only issue you a check, and it's going to take 4 weeks. I said, okay. So I've been at this already for like 2.5 weeks. And now you're telling me this is going to turn into basically a two-month issue, and that is totally unacceptable. Well, I'm sorry, but we just have no way that we can do it. They would be able to do it at the store, and I didn't even want to repeat any of that. I said, okay, ma'am. So I let it go because, you know, I felt at this point I can show you better than I can tell you. So I just have to, you know, just in something in writing that it was just, it's just totally, it's ridiculous. And then I did look on their site at some reviews, and they were saying the same thing. They're horrible with any kind of exchanges or refunds and things like that. And so I just thought that was just really poor customer service. And I told her, I said, you know what, this is very poor customer service at the highest degree. And I'm really disappointed. I'm really surprised because you guys are a huge brand and you've been around for a long, long time. And so unfortunately, this is not a good customer service experience. So I'm just going to have to, you know, just kind of jot that up, okay? Well, yes. Well, it'll probably be 4 weeks. I said, okay, all right. Now, Peppy, interesting, right? Just unbelievable. But I was speaking with another manager at a different store, and she said basically when they do that, they just figure you'll go away and not even worry about it, all right? And I said, well, I'm not going to go away, number one. And I'm not going to worry about it, but I'm not going to go away. But I am going to give them a certain amount of time to you know, make sure that they submit the refund. But I just thought it was horrible. Now, on the flip side, I did have a great experience earlier in the week. And it was an office supply store. I bought a camera. And so I knew I didn't have it like 6 months, and it just went dead, just stopped working. I said, okay. So I called the office supply store. I ordered it online, but I picked it up at a store. And so I called because I wasn't sure exactly when I bought it. I knew it was cold. I remember that. And so when I first called the customer service rep, at the online, he said, "Well, do you have the order number?" I said, "No, I'm sorry, I do not." Because if I had the order number, I would have known exactly when I purchased it, right? And he said, "Well, let me." No, first he said, "Well, if you picked it up at the store, you need to call and ask them." And I said, "Well, no," I said, "I ordered it online." I said. And so you guys should actually have it. And so then he goes on to tell me that, well, ma'am, I am so sorry, but I can't see anything before 2023 because we have tens of thousands of orders. And he said, there's just no way I can see anything before 2023. He said, I saw that you made a purchase in February. And I said, no, that was a printer. That was not it. And so he says, well, I suggest you contact the store you picked it up because they have to save it to their cloud. And I said, okay. So I just knew then, I'm like, this man does not want to do his job, so I'm just going to let him go. So I called back about a half hour later and asked for a supervisor. And the young lady picked up the phone, and I told her, I said, I just spoke with one of your reps a little earlier. I was wanting to know if I can speak with a supervisor or a manager. And she said, well, she said, ma'am, can I ask you what it's about? And I normally would have said, well, ma'am, no, I've already explained the whole story, and I would just prefer to speak with a supervisor. But I write about this. I said, Lord, let me just talk to somebody who really, number one, is interested in working and will be helpful. And so when she asked me that, I said, okay, that's fine. So I told her what happened. And she said, well, I will try to help you, ma'am. And she was so nice. Well, long story short, this young lady ended up finding all of my order information going back to 2019. Now, remember, the young man said he couldn't see anything before 2023, right? She went all the way back to 2019, and she saw everything that I had purchased. And she said, ma'am, she said, you purchased, it was a webcam, she said, you purchased that on January 3rd. And it should not have stopped working this soon. And so she said, so I'm going to ask you, would you prefer a refund or a replacement? And I told her I would certainly prefer a replacement because I needed it. And so she did. She put me on hold a few times going back and forth, and she came back. She said, ma'am, thank you so much for waiting. Thank you for your patience. And, I mean, she was just really, really sweet, very sharp, you know, and very helpful. And so I asked her, I said, would you tell me your name? Because I want to make sure when I receive the survey that I can let them know what impeccable customer service that you provided. And she said, oh, she said, we don't send them out. And I said, so I'm not going to get a follow-up email or anything? And she said, no. I said, well, is your supervisor available? And she said, yes. She said, if you wouldn't mind holding for him, it might take a minute. I said, I will hold. I said, because I really appreciate your help. You were very thorough. You were very determined. And you were extremely, extremely helpful, and I so appreciate you. And she said, well, ma'am, thank you. So I held probably 10 minutes or so, but I was determined to share with her supervisor what type of customer service she provided. And I just thought it was absolutely amazing. So I told him, I said, sir, first I want to let you know that you are blessed. Your company is blessed to have a customer service representative like this young lady. I said, because she was determined that she was going to help me, although I had asked for a supervisor first, but when she said, well, let me try to help you, and I let her do that. He said, yes, she did let me know that you initially asked for me first, but then when she asked if she could help, you allowed her to help, and I'm thank you for allowing her to help. I said, well, he said, yes, she is a good team member. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I hope you do something to celebrate her. I said, because she did a phenomenal job. And I said, and by the way, she's the second person I talked to, because the first person I talked to said that since you guys had tens of thousands of orders, that there's no way he could have found that anything prior to 2023, and she went all the way back to 2019. So kudos to her, and do know that you guys are blessed to have her on your team. He said, yes, she is a very good team mate, and she does very well. And I said, well, I'm very grateful that I spoke with her, and because she was extremely helpful. So I'm just hoping that, you know, and my thing, Peppy, is that I believe we should be as intentional about making sure that we share when we receive good quality service, because I'm pretty sure most of the time when customers call and they call and say, may I speak to your manager or supervisor, what's it usually for, Peppy, usually?
Automatic complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. It's complaint.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
I'm glad you had that type of experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to share this because it's so important that when we do receive, great customer service, then let's be as intentional to make sure that, we share that and that we can tell their supervisor or manager, because I've often actually emailed a manager before that told me, it was for the state of Georgia, in fact, and this lady was, she was really good, and she was so detailed, and she said, no, they didn't do surveys and any of that. And I said, well, does your supervisor have an email address? And she said, yes, I'll be happy to give it to you. So I just wanted to make sure they have on record, that they do have people that really care and really provide good customer service. Because like we said at the top of the show, Peppy, it's hard to find. You just don't find it a lot. And I just so appreciate it. In fact, I was in a store, was it day before? No, I think it was day before yesterday. I was in a store. And I asked the guy, I couldn't find what I was looking for. I was looking for some of the wipes, the sanitizer wipes that come in a little pouch, right, because I like to be able to refill it. And he said, I think it's over there. Then he came around from behind the counter. He said, no, ma'am, let me go take you and show you where they are. And I told him as I was checking out, I said, I want to thank you for going the extra mile from just taking your time to come and actually show me exactly where they were. And he said, oh, that's what we do. Though I won't name it. But he said, that's what we do at this store. And I said, not everybody. And this was my first time in this particular store. And I told him, I said, well, maybe I need to come and shop over here more often. He said, well, yeah, that would be great. And I said, because that just told me that you care about what you're doing. Then he said, well, my manager, if you were to meet her, people love coming here because of her, because she is just really great and helpful and everything. And I said, obviously, you are a reflection of your manager, I said. And he said, oh, thank you. And I said, keep doing what you guys are doing, okay, because I think it's really, really good. Because normally they'll tell you, because I've had people tell, oh, it's on the other side of the store. Just go over there about four aisles over and then look to the left and then look down and then look around to the back. And it's like, what?
Right.
So, yeah, it's just interesting. But I'm telling you, I just love it when I am provided with good customer service. I try to go the extra mile to, let somebody know about it, because we all know nowadays, I think somebody last week mentioned, somebody said last week, somebody, they were just waiting and waiting. It was like, so what do you want? I mean, not may I help you, like, so what do you want, or why are you still standing there or something? So we just have to be, conscious about, being polite. And I always say, treat others the way you want to be treated. That's Matthew 7:12. I just love that. That is the golden rule. Just treat others the way you want to be treated. And I know you had mentioned too, Peppy, a little bit earlier, about a shortage of workers. And yeah, I'm noticing that as well. It's a shortage of workers. And I'm noticing a lot of self checkouts. I mean, a lot now.
Yeah.
What do you think of those, Peppy? Do you use those often, or what do you think of those? And it looks like just about all the stores.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I find myself using it the majority of the time, actually. It seems like they go faster. You're able to it's like 10 lanes sometimes, and so I find myself using them all the time now.
Yeah. And if you, because my initial thought when I first saw this, I'm like, wow. So, you know, they're just obviously, are they eliminating jobs or what? Because, you know, you used to, now there are still some supermarket, there's one supermarket chain I know that's here that I have not seen them convert over to self-checkout. You know, and it's refreshing to go in there because you know that somebody is going to check you out, and they usually have quite a few cashiers that are working as well. So I don't know. I guess we're kind of moving into this self-serve thing. And, you know, sometimes I just, especially if I have a lot, if I've done a lot of, especially, you know, grocery shopping or something, it would be nice to really have somebody to ring it up. I mean, you have to pay for it regardless, right? So, you know, especially if you're tired and you know, now I know that there's one store, one chain, I will mention them, Publix. Publix, I think, is one of the best supermarket chains. And even though I've seen they've converted to several self checkouts, but they still have, they provide several cashiers in the one of the stores that I've gone in. And so they give you an option, you know, which I think is great as well. But yeah, I agree with you too. If I have just a few things, yeah, I'll just go in, just let me go in and, you know, scan it and just pay for it and be done. But if I have a lot or if I'm tired, it's like, oh my gosh. Because to me, it's work putting, you know, grabbing things and putting them in your basket. Then you have to take them out. Mm-hmm. Then you have to scan them. Then you have to buy them. Then you have to take all the bags. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work when you're either not feeling good or you're tired or something. Or it's just a lot of work if you're, you
know,
shopping.
But you know what I noticed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I noticed is that I think just people just do not want to come to work. Because I went in the store the other day, Target, matter of fact, and I noticed there was a line. I had never seen a line that long. It was just the checkout counters, you know, open. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? And so that made me just walk out. And I'm like, I don't need this. I'll get it another day when they have more workers. Because it was just, yeah. I mean, none of the cash registers that usually have people there, they just were not there. And I just, I think probably people just probably called in. So it was a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they called in. And at that particular one, I noticed it's a lot of young people that work there, you know.
Yeah, they probably called out. And I do, I remember I was looking at a neighborhood app the other day, and they said, I cannot even believe this. They showed, this was a bank because the guy had taken a picture of the sign. They hadn't even typed up the sign. They just hand wrote the sign up. So, you know, maybe frustration or something, but it was on the bank. And it said, we are very sorry, but we closed at 3 due to lack of help. Sorry for your inconvenience. That's what it said. Yeah. And they just hand wrote the note, put it on the window and said, whatever. But, yeah, it is just, it's really something. That's why we have to really kind of, you know, rave and be excited when we do receive good customer service. Because like you said, and they, you know, some of the stores, because I've talked to some of the managers in the stores, because especially when they're really long lines, and there was a really long line at the 2 cashiers that were open, and then there were even longer lines at the self-checkouts. And so I was in line, and, you know, I hear a lot of people in line just complaining, but what I usually do is ask somebody, can you save my place, because I'm going to go talk to a manager to just kind of, you know, see what's going on, if they even know, if they, you know, see, are they aware of all of these people standing in line? And so I did. I went and asked a manager, and he said, well, we had a lot of call-outs today. And I asked him, I said, well, you guys have a lot of people in line. I mean, it looks like, you know, a holiday, day before a holiday line, like Thanksgiving. These lines were long. And I said, and I asked him, I said, well, do you know how to run a register? And he kind of looked at me, and he said, oh, it was a little delayed. But he said, yeah, sure, I'll go open. And I said, oh, thank you so much. That is wonderful, you know, teamwork. And I'm sure that, you know, your team members will look up to you for that. I mean, really. But should I have had to go and ask for that? And that's not the first time I've done that. Instead of, you know, just kind of standing there complaining and fussing with everybody around me, it's like, if you want to complain, you know, go to somebody that can do something about it, or, you know, they may not even know about it. And so, but yeah, but he did. He was a little delayed in his answer, but he was like, oh, sure, you know, I'll go open, which was great. But yeah, but they do say that they get a lot of call outs and I know there was one store I was in, and the one young lady, she was just as sweet as she could be. She had the sweetest disposition. She was the only one working. She said, I don't know why that I'm the only one that's open. And I said, well, you know what? I said, thank you so much for, you know, coming to work today and being open. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to thank you on behalf of those other people that you're going to be encountering in a minute, because they were fussing. But, you know, because I, you know, it's not their fault. You know, this is a management or a issue with, you know, people not coming to work or something. But, you know, don't fuss at the cashier, especially if she was the only one. And she was like, I don't know. It's been like this for the last couple of hours. And, I mean, who knows? But I said, well, thank you for, you know, thank you for working today. Appreciate you. But, yeah, they need to hear words of encouragement as well. Well, guys, listen, thank you all so much. Time really flies when you're having fun here. And I'm just checking for any additional messages. I want to make sure that I've covered. And, Peppy, thank you so much for spending part of my birthday with me doing the show. I so appreciate you as well.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yes, I'm so glad that you would join. And everyone, thank you all so much again for listening, for our loyal listeners who've been listening for quite some time. Thank you. And if it's your first time listening, I certainly do appreciate that as well. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And we appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite to live in. We know we can only do that one person at a time, but we can actually affect more people with your help. How about that? Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That's one of my favorite proverbs that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And again, I ask you to please be sure to initiate an act of kindness this week. But you know what? If you are intentional about it, you can initiate an act of kindness at least once per day. It doesn't have to be anything real dramatic or huge, just an act of kindness. Smile at somebody, you know, thank them for working, like I did the young lady that was working by herself so she didn't feel alone and underappreciated. So, you know, we have to, you know, appreciate others and be kind. I like to always say that you, even when you're there, the things around you may be kind of chaotic, or, you know, you're standing in a store somewhere and you hear people fussing and all of that. I just say, you know what, just choose a peace, right? And how you choose peace is just to not even, you know, second whatever's going on. Excuse me so much. But again, I thank you all as you join us, you know, each week for the show. I so appreciate it. And don't take it lightly. And whether you listen to us live or you listen to us on the, as we are, all of our archives are, or all of our shows are archived. So if you listen to it a little later, then we certainly do appreciate that and just appreciate you listening and sharing, you know, the link with others. But again, thank you, Pepe. I appreciate you, and I thank you guys for listening and also spending part of my birthday with me as well. So, again, we will talk real soon. Good night, take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.